CBS 2 Morning News.
Good morning, everyone. It's 6:57. I'm CBS 2's Suzanne Lemonnier. Meteorologist Ed Curran is here with your forecast.
And it's going to be a nice one today and again tomorrow for the Air and Water Show. 70 at O'Hare right now, 72 degrees at Midway, 64 chillier degrees at Rensselaer. We do have some pockets of rather dense fog in a few areas, but it'll burn off quickly. 6 mile per hour winds from the north, and we're looking at a day in which we'll see our temps top out at about 82 degrees in the middle of the afternoon. Sunshine, maybe a little haze from wildfire smoke. Tomorrow, 81 degrees, storms by Monday afternoon. Suzanne?
Thanks so much, Ed. A teenager fighting for his life this morning after being pulled from the water in Waukegan last night. Emergency crews say he was swimming in a channel near Waukegan Harbor with three other people when he slipped under the water. Divers rushed to the scene and pulled him out. Emergency crews say he was in, quote, extremely critical condition. Hundreds of volunteers will come together tonight to join in the fight against hunger. Members of the Shia Ismaili Muslim community are teaming up with the Christian hunger relief group Feed My Starving Children for a meal packing event. It's going to take place from 8:30 to 10:30 tonight at 7100 Mannheim Road in Rosemont. There are also sessions tomorrow from 11 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The volunteers plan on packing 150,000 meals. Nearly two dozen military and civilian aircraft will dazzle more than 1 million people at the 60th Chicago Air and Water Show. Chicago rapper Rhymefest will kick off the festivities with a tandem jump with the U.S. Army Golden Knights parachute team. It runs today and tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon at North Avenue Beach. Have a great day.